So, Scott, it seemed like there was a clear touch point to the central question of this case as it relates to the judge being a minority as well, and the question as to whether people can rule on cases that may touch their life. Describe that.
Well, the attorneys for Proposition 8 are trying to make the distinction that this isn't about Judge Walker's sexual orientation, but rather the fact that he was in a long-term relationship. They say he should have disclosed that before the trial or during the trial because, in a sense, he was standing in the same shoes as the plaintiffs in this case who wanted to get married. The judge here, James Ware, pushed Charles Cooper, the attorney for Proposition 8, to the point of whether or not being in a long-term relationship necessarily means that you want to get married. In other words, isn't there a distinction? Can't you be in a long-term relationship and not want to get married? There was laughter in the courtroom when the attorney for Prop 8 said, only if you're in a platonic relationship. But the issue that the judge really honed in on was, can a judge, for example, is sexual orientation the same thing as race or gender? Can a black judge rule fairly or impartially on questions of civil rights? Can a female judge rule impartially on issues of sexual assault, for example? At one point, the judge asked the attorneys for Proposition 8 whether a female judge who had been raped would have to disclose that kind of thing during a case if it was relevant to the issues at hand. That was a tough question for Charles Cooper, the attorney, to answer, but it's the kind of issue that's being explored here this morning.
And so what do we expect after the break?
After the break, the attorneys against Proposition 8 will make their case as to why this motion to vacate Judge Walker's decision should be tossed out, and I'm sure it'll get interesting, and I imagine that they're going to make the case that it was not relevant, that you can be gay and impartial or in a relationship and be impartial, that it wasn't relevant and it should not have been disclosed or did not need to be disclosed by Vaughn Walker.
And how soon might we learn what the judge's decision is on this? Not anytime soon, I'm assuming.
Well, the judge did make one decision this morning. There were two motions that are being considered here today. One was to order all parties who had copies of the videotapes of the Prop 8 trial to return those tapes. And the judge said he would deny that motion. He was not going to order all the parties to return the tapes. So that was one decision that was made. This other question, the bigger question of whether or not to vacate Judge Walker's decision, probably won't be made for some time.